Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate that. And every Monday, we like to set aside a moment to talk about what's going on across Your Network of Praise. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, joins us. And Roger, we are thankful for a lot of things. Thankful for our listeners. Thankful for what's been a busy year as well.
Well, that's right. It has been a very busy year. And, you know, we oftentimes on Network Update talk about the brick and mortar part of this, towers and licenses and equipment and everything. But today we thought we would do a special Network Update, as this is the final one of the year. Next week, of course, is Christmas Day. So we thought we'll just let the nice Christmas programming air next week and take the day off. But for this final Network Update of the year, we thought let's talk about the people who are hearing our programming and the comments that we have received from them over this past year.
Yeah, we have just a pile of quick hits, some comments from listeners such as this one in Montana that just says, thank you for your steadfast growth reaching so many peoples and countries.
Yeah, and I love that because, of course, the next testimony we have comes from Chantel in Tanzania, one of those countries that we reach. And this one, when I first saw it earlier this year, I just loved it. Chantel says, although I am from a Muslim background, I really enjoy listening to New Life Radio Network, for it makes me happy when I listen to the music and programs.
Boy, that one also has a prayer request, unspoken, you know. Let's be praying for folks like that. Marianne in Wyoming says, just wanted you to know that we love listening to The Land and the Book on Saturday mornings. Thank you for airing such interesting and educational programs.
Yes, and those programs are also appreciated by Gibson in Kenya. Now, he was not quite as eloquent as Marianne. He just said, good stuff, guys. But that gets the point across. He says, God bless you as you continue evangelizing through radio. And Dave, Kenya is one of the countries that God seems to really be ramping up our involvement in through not only broadcasting, but through the MP3 distributions we'll have going in the next year. So I am glad Gibson thinks we're running some good stuff.
Good stuff, guys. I like it. John in Idaho says, thank you for all the great music and messages. I've learned a lot listening in the middle of the days. So glad you have a translator in Salmon. Thank you, John.
Yeah, and from North Dakota, we heard from a longtime friend of YNOP. Kelly writes, praying that God continues to cause people to find your stations. May eternity be changed for many because of YNOP. And I would add, there's another one of those unwritten prayer requests. Mm-hmm. Pray with us that God will continue drawing people to all the YNOP stations, as well as the Africa outlets that we have on the continent there.
Well, let's go back to Africa. This is from Malawi. This is Chitleya. I'm sure I got that. It says, I got introduced to the radio stream from Facebook, and it's really a blessing. I really enjoy listening to New Life Radio Network, for it gives me strength and happiness. Keep it up. So our thanks for that note.
Absolutely. And one of the newer YNOP areas is Denver, and we heard from Jane in Colorado, and she writes, Dave and Marcy are my gym buddies. Makes going to the gym at 6 a.m. so much easier. And Jane, I admire you for doing that, but I have to admit, the only thing I'm going to head towards at 6 a.m. is the coffee pot. So glad you have Dave and Marcy coming along on the radio as gym buddies.
I'm sure Dave and Marcy are burning calories just by being part of that, right?
You can only hope, yeah.
Bukavu from the Democratic Republic of the Congo says, hi, New Life Africa. I just want you to know I'm listening in the Congo. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's another area, one of the most troubled areas of the world right now, with terrible, terrible human suffering. And we're glad that we can be there and that people like this one are able to tune in and listen. We also heard from another longtime listener to YNOP, Bonnie from Montana, said, thank you for being the mouthpiece for God. For 24/7, you speak out God's truth and the music and laughter we need in these dark times. Mm-hmm. I love that one, Dave, because, of course, that's our goal, is to broadcast good Bible-based teaching so that we can all grow and benefit from that. But then as part of that also, the music that is oftentimes a real lift for us during the day. Mm-hmm. And then, as Bonnie said, laughter, the fun that we have on the air during the morning show and other times that hopefully will be a good encouragement to each of us as we go through the challenging years that we've been through recently.
Boy, it's amazing to be hearing messages from here in the States, and then places like Tanzania, where we hear from Nehemiah, who says, "Let the word of God be preached through New Life Radio Network. I really like listening to the word of God, and I feel blessed with nice songs at night."
Yeah, Catherine from Montana wrote a good follow-up note to the one you just read from Nehemiah. Catherine says, "We appreciate all you are doing to get the gospel to all peoples, and we're thankful for the informative programming for our benefit also." Yeah. And I appreciated that, because that is our goal, to not only do what we can here in the Western United States, but go to those places around the world where God calls us, where access to His Word is limited. And so we appreciate Catherine's thoughts.
And again, mentioning prayer, please continue to be praying for us as we seek to follow Him. Alfred in South Africa says, "Let God continue demonstrating His power through the airwaves as you are obedient to Him. Please pray that we continue to follow His lead."
Amen. That is exactly right. And Dennis and Marlis from Montana wrote, "Thank God and you for your expanding network of stations that is spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world." And we do join with Dennis and Marlis in thanking God for the opportunity to do this. And we're thankful we have the freedom and the opportunity to provide stations around the Western United States and overseas.
Noel in Tanzania, I like this. He says, "Congratulations to New Life Africa for good episodes. God bless you more." Thank you, Noel.
Well, we do appreciate that, and we will work hard to keep those good episodes coming.
Yes.
Gloria from Montana wrote, "I want to thank you for the Sunday morning worship time. It's such a blessing to me, as I am now somewhat confined to my home. Neil does such a great job with the songs and added encouragement. I pray daily for you and all the stations you are on." And thank you, Gloria, for those prayers. We really need them here at YNOP and New Life Africa, so we thank you for that. And Dave, especially since she mentioned that she's somewhat confined to home, as she said, we're glad that the radio can be there 24/7 to be an encouragement to her.
I appreciate Neil helping us all prepare, putting us in the right frame of mind for Sundays.
Yeah. Hey,
Pastor Michael in Moyo, Uganda says, "Here at Gospel Radio East Africa, we carry the New Life Africa satellite network almost full time. We thank you for your ministry and partnership. We pray that this partnership will continue to grow even stronger in the coming years."
Yeah, and Dave, I actually just got that testimony last Thursday morning. Pastor Michael, as you probably can figure out from what you just read, he is the leader of Gospel Radio East Africa in Uganda. They're one of our affiliates. They've been on board for probably a year and a half or so, and a very small station, just limited staff and volunteers, so they rely on the New Life Africa satellite network for programming a good part of the day. When I got his email Thursday last week, this is one of the few of our affiliates that actually streams on the internet, so I clicked it on and listened to the Gospel Radio East Africa stream, and there we were. And then I clicked it on 6 or 8 hours later, and there we were still. Mm. And it just made me so thankful.
Yes.
That YNOP listeners have made it possible. Through the prayers and financial support that they've given, New Life Africa exists, and people like Pastor Michael, he's doing everything he can to serve God in Uganda with very limited funds, and because of the satellite network, he's able to provide his listeners a lot of great content, biblically sound teaching, music, announcers, everything, and it's all free of charge because our listeners have covered it.
Yeah, thank you to our listeners. Thank you for your praying. And boy, I think of Uganda, and I think of Idi Amin. I think of the horrendous things that have happened historically there. And now, right there, the gospel is being shared. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph and Lynn in Texas say thank you for all you do, not only for local listeners, but especially the outreach to Africa. Praise God for open doors and for allowing us to be part of His mission.
You know, I love the comment there that you just read from Joseph and Lynn, because first of all, they don't even live in our part of the country. They're in Brownsville, Texas. But they support YNOP and are praying for these opportunities we have overseas as well as in the U.S. And we just have two last testimonies to read, but they kind of bring about, I love the way they ended their comment. They said, "Thank you for allowing us to be part of His mission. And we're thankful for every YNOP listener who during 2023 has been on board, because it isn't about YNOP. It's about, as they said, his mission, getting the word of God to people who need it. And these last two comments we have kind of illustrate just how important it is and just how God is using it. We have one from North Dakota, and this listener writes, YNOP has been there through the death of a child, divorce, and suicidal thoughts, and then, all capital letters, salvation. Finally, peace and joy. And again, we know that's not because of YNOP. That's because of the Word of God doing its work in the life of this listener, taking them through those very dark situations to salvation and finally to peace and a joyful life. So we're very thankful that we can be there.
God's Word active and alive and at work in North Dakota as well as in Tanzania. Our final comment from David in Tanzania, who says, I really enjoy the programming on New Life Radio. Through it, my life have been changed.
That's it. And we don't know his whole story, but we do know that from Tanzania and the other regions of Africa where we broadcast, there are a lot of people who are coming out of the occult and witchcraft and Islam. And so we're seeing what he said happen. It's not just, well, you know, things are better for me because I believe in God now, but through this, my life have been changed, he said. And that's the story. And we're so grateful we get to present the Word of God 24 hours a day in four languages in over 20 countries because YNOP listeners have prayed for us and have provided the financial support to make it happen. And so, Dave, for that reason, we just wanted to say thank you to our listeners, to our board, to our staff, to everyone who's got a role at YNOP, because these notes that we've shared with you this broadcast are just a very small sampling of the comments that we get at our African offices and here at YNOP. A lot of lives are being touched because the Word of God, as YNOP's motto says, when it goes forth, it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes what he sent it to accomplish and prospers in that thing for which he sent it. And we count on that every day, and we thank you for your partnership with us.
Amen. Yeah, pretty much every week we ask you to pray about the things that we're talking about. Thank you for those who have been doing that. It's exciting to see the fruit as we read these comments. It's God answering prayers. So,
well, that's right. And so last of all we have to say is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed. Thank you, Roger. Our network update every Monday at about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon here on your Network of Praise. Thanks for listening throughout the year. By the way, if you want to go back and listen to this whole broadcast again, this network update, you could do that on our podcast page at ynop.org, or you'll also find it as we post it on your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.